Welcome, welcome. Thank you again for joining us. I am David Guthrie, Hacienda Group, Long Realty Company, and this is my beautiful wife, Rebecca Guthrie. And if you guys want to reach us, you know, you can send us a text message, email, 520-462-2611. And if you want to reach us via email, info@thisopenhouseshow.com. And we have a great guest lined up today, but before we get to that, I just want to give you a quick brief market snapshot of what's going on over here. We are still in the market of multiple offers, escalation clauses, and appraisals just taking forever. In the city of Tucson right here, looking at what's currently active, we have 1,134 listings. That's it in Tucson. And closed in the last 6 months, 7,106. They're getting 100% a list, and we only have 2 months of housing supply. When we're looking at sales prices, that's how we judge where the past value is. We're looking at about $240,000. So things are remaining relatively stable. You know, inventory continues to go down, and pricing is doing what it's doing, and interest rates are still very, very low.
Historic lows.
So anyhow, today let's jump right in. We have a great guest, and Dave, I hope I'm not going to butcher your last name here, but I'm going to try David Wallaby over at Noble Plumbing. Did I get it?
Very close, Willoughby.
Willoughby. Dave, thanks for coming in. Let me just say, you know, Dave's one of those plumbers that we do have on our rotation because he's got a great name in town, but. Tell us, when you're relatively new to Tucson.
Yes, so I grew up in Pennsylvania and did a lot of plumbing out there, and then moved here to Tucson about 5 years ago.
Okay.
So I have about 13 years in the field working for plumbing companies, and then I've been on my own about a year and a half here.
Excellent. Well, welcome to Tucson, and as you know, it's a great place, and you could do really well here if you do good work and show up on time, which is one of the things to...
Yeah, if you're a handyman or a plumber or an electrician and you show up on time, we can make you a very, very busy person.
Absolutely.
The simple things, right?
Right.
So tell us, why plumbing? What got you into this?
So it was actually a kind of funny story. I didn't have any experience in trades or anything, and I had a friend who was an electrician. And I told them, hey, I want to, you know, work with my hands. I want to get in the trade. And they weren't hiring. And then that next day, he was on a job with the owner of a plumbing company who just happened to say, hey, do you know anybody that doesn't have any experience, wants to learn, you know, a trade? And I didn't even know a whole lot of what plumbers did then, but jumped right in.
Right. Well, it's a dirty job, but I think a good plumber really makes it seem for the customer like it's not. Clean up after yourself and do all that, but you do deal with some pretty rough things. Let me ask you, with respects to plumbing in general, coming from where you're coming from, what's the difference between there and Tucson? Are all our issues the same, or is there some differences out here?
There are some differences. Plumbing in Tucson is a little simpler. Out in Pennsylvania, there's a lot older plumbing. And then also there's a lot of things like, you know, well pumps and sump pumps and basements, that kind of thing, that you have them around Tucson, but they're not as common. You know, and then of course out in Pennsylvania, the water lines have to be 3 feet deep instead of just 1 foot. For freezing reasons.
Right, right. So it's a lot easier to get those water lines in when you're running them underground and find them and digging them up when you have a problem there. So so it sounds like you've made a positive move coming out here to Tucson, that the work is easier and you like it out here.
Yep. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. We actually just closed on a home, so we're kind of permanent Tucsonians now.
Congratulations.
Yeah, I enjoy it. Yeah, thank you.
Excellent.
You know, I laugh at my family in the wintertime when they're shoveling snow, and then they laugh at me in the summertime when it's 115. So
yeah, but you can turn
on your AC.
Right.
Exactly.
The snow doesn't go away if you turn the AC on or the heater on.
We have a saying, right, in Tucson, you cannot shovel sunshine. And that is truth. So let's talk about just some crazy stuff you've seen. Clean. This is a family show, so clean stories. Okay, I know we've all seen some pretty nuts things out there in our career, but what are just some of the craziest things you've seen? Maybe it's a do-it-yourselfer gone wrong, or something else. Maybe somebody who should have known better who did something that just made your head spin and caused a lot of problems to the homeowner.
Yeah, I've seen a few of those. The one recently that comes to mind, there was an electric water heater. So, you know, with electricity, you have to make sure the wire and the breaker are the same size, or else the wire could melt and, you know, potentially light on fire. This water heater had shut off, so I went out there, and the breaker was tripped, but the ground wire that's supposed to be connected to the panel was just cut off, which was a red flag. So I went underneath the mobile home, and it basically the wire was three sizes too small for that water heater. And I was amazed that it had lasted that long. And it was put in by a contractor that, you know, said he knew what he was doing, but he wasn't an electrician. He was just a, you know, handyman type contractor, and that's what they got.
Right. Which leads us, you know, into, I guess, another realm of this. You know, how does a consumer really protect themselves? Because, you know, we can all go out and get things retrofitted all day, but it's not always as easy as it seems. Sometimes there are things that, you know, only a skilled professional is going to see, and you can't just swap something out. Well, what's a great way a customer can protect themselves?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, you guys as realtors know that getting a home inspection when you buy the house is key, and then getting a really good inspector that knows what he's looking for with all that.
Right.
You know, in Tucson, it's the same as everywhere else. You have to be licensed in order to, you know, advertise that you're licensed, bonded, insured. And, you know, those are pretty important things to hire a contractor to know that they are licensed. So you can go onto the Registrar of Contractors website and search for companies to see whether or not they are licensed or not. You know, that's a big thing. There's a pretty comprehensive test that you have to take to become a licensed plumber.
So changing topics, as a homeowner, what are some basic things that we can do to protect plumbing so that, one, it lasts longer, and two, we're not having, you know, the pipes bursting and, you know, bad things happening? Is there like basic things around the house in terms of like the disposal or what you flush down the toilet or those kinds of things that you see that cause problems that we might not be aware of?
Yeah, there are a few things. One of the issues that I see is when appliances are not used.
Okay.
And they tend to wear down actually quicker than if they're constantly used. So like you mentioned, the garbage disposal, if you never use it, it'll basically corrode itself shut, and then when you go to use it, it won't work.
Oh.
The other thing is like single-handle shower faucets. You know, let's say you have a guest bathroom somewhere that gets used once or twice a year. It's still a good idea to run that shower faucet every, you know, say every 4 or 5 days, every week. Number one, it can keep the faucet working. And that way everything keeps moving, nothing seals up, you know, with the hardness that we have in the water. And then the other thing is a trap and a drain. So every drain in the home, whether it's a toilet, sink, shower, tub, all have traps. And the reason for that is it constantly holds water in it, and the sewer gases from, you know, whether you have a septic tank or the city main, don't come back into your house. So if you don't use the fixture, that trap will dry out, and then you'll start getting, you know, if you ever get that sewer gas and you don't know where it's coming from, it could be like a soaker tub or a shower that's not used, and that trap is dried up on it.
That's I had no idea. In terms of running the shower or the sink or the tub, or is there a specific amount of time that you should run it, or is it just, you know, turn it on for like 30 seconds and then you're good?
Yeah, I mean, 30 seconds, you know, just kind of go back and forth from hot and cold a couple times. All the single lever shower faucets have, it's called a pressure balancer.
Okay.
So if you remember the old style, you know, two handle, three handle faucets where you're taking a shower, somebody flushes the toilet and you get hit with scalding water. They all have a balancer now. So if they flush the toilet, the cold water drops, the hot water drops pressure also.
Okay.
And that way you kind of keep the same temperature.
Very cool.
That balancer will get stuck in one spot if it's not worked continually.
That's good to know.
So a lot of times somebody will turn on a shower and it'll be cold, and then when they go to hot, there's nothing there. And it's because that balancer has stuck in one spot and has to be replaced.
Very cool. Well, we are going to head into a break, but when we come back from the break, we're going to talk about Tucson's hard water and other plumbing issues that you can find around a house. So stay tuned and catch us on the other side of the break.
Are you interested in the real estate market? What does low inventory actually mean? Funny, real-life real estate stories and things you should never do if you're looking to buy or sell a home. Join me, David Guthrie, and my wife, Rebecca Guthrie. We are full-time real estate agents with the Hacienda Group at Long Realty Company for this open house on Saturday mornings at 11 a.m. on 1030 The Voice, where we will discuss all this and more. That's this open house on Saturdays at 11 on 1030 The Voice.
Hi, it's Olivia Munn with my shelter pets, Frankie and Chance. Say hi, guys. When I adopted them, I discovered that they both have incredible personalities. Chance's sole purpose in life is to love and to be loved. Frankie is a little bit of a scoundrel and always entertaining. They're a little bit of a lot of things, but they're all pure love. Adopt pure love at theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the Humane Society of the United States, and Maddie's Fund.
It's the weekend. Relax, you earned it. Listen to 1030 The Voice, Tucson's trusted local news and talk.
All right, welcome back. David Guthrie, Hacienda Group, Long Realty Company, with my wife, Rebecca Guthrie, here. And for those of you who are listening, if you guys would like to talk to us, maybe you have some questions about getting some of the vendors we've used in the past over at your house, or you'd like a market valuation, or like to see what we could do to help you find the perfect home, feel free to shoot us a call or a text at 520-462-2611, and you can also reach us at info@thisopenhouseshow.com. And we are here with Dave over at Noble Plumbing, and wanted to ask you, Dave, hard water. This is an extremely hard water out here. You can run your faucets for, it just seems like, you know, a couple of minutes and they start getting calcified. You're constantly cleaning, things are getting gummed up. I'm pulling off the screens to clear these things out. What's your thought on the water softening, water treatment? Is that one of the areas that you can help customers in?
So it is. So I do the water softening and water conditioning. And then there is a difference between those two. And also there's a lot of products out there that claim they take care of hardness. And I've only seen a few that actually do.
Right.
The most common is a water softener, like a standard salt water softener. So you have two different tanks. One you pour the salt in, the other one the water goes through. And what that does is it chemically attaches the hard water to the sodium and the salt and pulls it out of the water, dumps it down the drain. And so that's the surefire way to get the hardness out of the water. Mm-hmm. and you have the soft water. Some people don't like that, you know, the sodium, the maintenance of putting the salt in. And then also soft water can sometimes have like a slick, soft feel to it.
Right.
So there's another product, it's a conditioning system that as the water runs through it, it basically adjusts the hardness, the calcium magnesium molecules, so they don't attach to your faucet aerators, your dishwasher, water heater, that kind of thing, but they stay in the water. And that way you have, because the mineral's good for your body, you know, a lot of people take calcium magnesium supplements.
Sure.
So it keeps it in the water, but it just conditions it so that it doesn't affect the plumbing so hard.
Got it.
The big con of those systems is just a cost perspective. They cost a good bit more than a water softener does.
Yeah, and I don't know, maybe you can speak to this. My experience looking at homes and being with buyers who are inspecting homes with these kind of alternative systems, non-salt-based water softener, they just don't seem to get rid of the hardness around the fixtures as well as a salt-based system. At least in my perspective, maybe there's a maintenance issue or something else. Did I hear you right? These don't work as well to actually truly soften the water. They just kind of make it pass through, so you don't see as much of the impact.
Correct. You could say it doesn't work as well, or just that it works differently. Mm-hmm. So there is a maintenance. Since the calcium magnesium stay in the water, if, like, let's say you have shower drops on a shower door, if it evaporates, you will still get the white spots because it's still there.
Right.
But since it's been altered, that should wipe up with a towel and you know, kind of wipe off easily.
Okay.
As opposed to just regular hardness that sticks and, you know, holds on.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
If you don't wipe it off, though, if you just continually let it go there, it will kind of do the same thing that standard hardness does. So there is kind of a little bit of a maintenance where, you know, squeegee the shower walls or wipe down the faucet, that kind of thing.
Right. I'm a big believer in water conditioning, water softening. We do have, Rebecca and I at our house, you know, people spend a lot of money, especially on brand new construction. They're coming out and sometimes they're doing a lot of plumbing upgrades and different things. You really want to protect those faucets, getting a good water conditioning system. But flipping over, what about Insta-Hot water heaters? You can't just go and take a regular 40-gallon water heater and pop in a brand new Insta-Hot on-demand water heater, can you?
So you can do a change out. They've come up with better technology as far as how the gas-fired tankless water heaters work.
Mm.
To where you can use like the same size gas line. It used to be that you'd have to run a gas line from the meter to that, and, you know, such a big hassle that it wasn't, you know, very convenient to put in. There is a lot easier ways to change that out. Now, the big thing that I find is some companies call them Insta-Hot or, you know, instant hot water. It is instantly hot at the unit when it starts running, but that doesn't mean you'll have instant hot water at the faucets.
Of course. Yeah, you got to run that through the house or use a circulating system there. Another question, flipping off to something else, you know, something you wouldn't normally think of maybe a plumber being able to do. You know, Rebecca and I are looking at putting a fireplace in our backyard, you know, running a gas line, you know, underneath there. What are some things that you might not think of a plumber? Do you pull cats out of trees or anything like that? Like what can we call you on that a homeowner might be like, gosh, I didn't even think of calling a plumber for that.
Right. Well, yeah, you have your standard issues like the drain issues, faucets, toilets, that kind of thing. Gas lines is a big one that a lot of people don't know that we do. And then also water conditioning. Some people think that just these specialty water conditioning companies are the ones that you need to call for water conditioning.
Right.
I'm trying to think of any other kind of oddities. I mean, there's a lot of things that we do, like you mentioned the recirculation pumps, that people don't know that even exists, that you can get instant hot water even if you don't have the plumbing done in new construction for it.
Right, and in the desert, that's so critical. Let's save water and let's, you know, really, because you're going to run it down the drain waiting for it to get hot. It's just such a waste.
Mm-hmm.
So just real quick, we're talking about water quality and these different things. You know, there's a lot of lists people can get on. They can go call, and, you know, there's people walking around offering these free tests and all of this stuff, and not knocking those companies. I'm sure many of them are very legitimate and will do a good product, but you can actually go to tucsonaz.gov/water/my water quality. City of Tucson puts this out. They're constantly testing water quality very close to your address. Usually within about a mile, I found. And you can go plug in your address here, and you can get all kinds of information about, well, what is the hardness, chlorine levels, different things like that. It's a really good free way to check out some things that are in your area. And then you can also call a guy like Dave over at Noble Plumbing here and do those kind of tests as well for you. So,
So really fast, because we talk about this a lot, we did want to touch on sewer scopes and just the benefit of them and
water pressure.
Yeah.
Yeah, sewer scopes and water pressure. So the benefit of sewer scopes, how often do you do them? Do you just do them when you're buying a house, if you're lucky? Do you do them kind of every couple of years? What's your take on that?
Yeah, a lot of it depends on the age of the piping, whether or not you're having issues. Definitely when buying a house, I recommend getting a sewer inspection. You know, even if it's a newer home and it's the ABS plastic piping, there can still be issues. It can still be a belly in the line, or roots can actually break into plastic piping and get in. That's always a possibility as well.
Sure.
Anytime I have a call where, you know, the drain line's clogged and I have to run an auger or cable down and clear it, I always run the camera down also just to see why it clogged. You know, every once in a while it was clogged and can't tell why, and okay, you know, just kind of go on. But a lot of times there's an edge of the pipe that's sticking up or roots coming in or something that causes that clog to happen.
Mm-hmm. Now let's talk about water pressure real fast as well. With some of these homes, polybutylene, different things like that, water pressure is critical. Real quick, can you just speak to that?
Yeah, so a lot of Tucson does have the higher water pressure, and the solution for that is basically there's a regulator that you can put at the incoming water line at the house. So it takes, you know, let's say you have 90, 100 pounds of pressure, brings that down to around 60, 65 is the recommended pressure. And even if your home didn't have one when it was built, that doesn't mean you don't need one now, because the water company does, you know, build the pressure. If a new neighborhood goes in, they'll raise the pressure a little bit to cover that new neighborhood.
Right.
So your pressure can go up over time.
And that leads me to my next point before we close out here, is that, you know, with the new construction that's going on, you may think, look, well, I had it inspected 5-10 years ago. I put this on. You know, you could go down to Home Depot. You can pick up one of these just pressure gauges very inexpensively. You don't necessarily need to call a plumber out and pay the trip fee. Just take a look every so often. It's good information, and if you see it start to spike, then that's when you give a guy like Dave here a call and get that pressure down. Dave, how can our listeners reach you if they want to have you come out and do an inspection, a check, or get some work done, get a bid?
Yeah, sure. Well, my phone number is 520-57-NOBLE, so it's 576-6253. My email is dave@nobleplumbingaz.com, so it's short for Arizona. And then, of course, my website is nobleplumbingaz.com.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. We really appreciate your time on a Saturday morning to come educate us and our listeners about some plumbing issues in Tucson.
Yeah, sure. Thanks for having me.
Have a good weekend. So that's pretty much, the purpose of this open house show is to help educate about real estate related stuff. And so we're going to have vendors on. And as we always say at the end of every show, if you have an idea or if there's something that you're interested in, you should feel free to reach out to us at info@thisopenhouseshow.com and send your suggestions. If you want to see me and David today or tomorrow, we are to be holding an open house. There is a new listing in Indian Ridge. It is the only listing that's currently active in Indian Ridge.
Only listing in Indian Ridge.
Those of you who aren't familiar where it is, it's right by Tucson Country Club. So it's a little bit east of Tucson Country Club, but it's beautiful. It is a mid-century modern, gorgeous house. And we're going to be there this afternoon from 1 to 4 and tomorrow from 2 to 4. And the address is 704. 7045 East Blue Lake Drive. Again, that's 7045 East Blue Lake Drive. And you can come see this absolutely gorgeous mid-century modern house and check it out and see us. And
It's a great value. Listed at 425. We're 2103 square feet. 4-bedroom, 2-bathroom home. We'll be there 1 to 4 today and 2 to 4 tomorrow.
And we will catch you next week on this Open House Show. Have a good week, guys.